Now we take a look at a job most people never even think about. As WFIU's Tyler Lake reports, Guy Blanchett has been traveling the state for decades, going to different cemeteries to etch in the final word for hundreds of Hoosiers.
Guy Blanchett carefully applies a stencil he pre-cut to a slab of marble that will mark someone's final resting place in a nearby mausoleum. He's been painstakingly engraving headstones and monuments in the Hoosier State since the early 80s. But the Canadian-born engraver learned his trade at a monument company on the East Coast when he was only 17 years old.
I got a job there as a stone cutter, stone polisher, and stone carver. And I learned from the Italians. I mean, the Italians, they were good. After a while, there was no advancement. You can't make so much money, and that's it. So when I knew how to engrave stones, I'm going to start doing some engraving. And there was too many people doing it. All the Italian was doing it. So I decided to come here in 1982 in Indiana. And it exploded from there.
He started out working for a monument company in Indiana, but always with the hope of doing the work on his own.
They went under in 1985. So I bought all the equipment and all the accounts came with it.
Now Guy travels across the state, a large air compressor for sandblasting in tow.
You don't want to use magic marker because it's going to stain. It's just to tell me where to put my tape.
He carefully measures and applies stencils to prepare for the sandblasting process. And then he uses that pressurized sand to precisely carve out names and death dates into the marble. He's in high demand, and in order to maximize his time, he waits until a cemetery has at least a handful of jobs so that he can come along and knock them out in a single trip.
Oh, yeah. I probably say I do about 90% of Indianapolis.
Blanchett has been talking about retiring for several years now. The family doubts that will ever actually happen. But nevertheless, Blanchett takes his grandson along on jobs so he can teach him the craft.
My two sons are doing this, the same thing. I got one son who lives in North Vernon, does the same thing. I've got my other son lives in Indianapolis, but near Brownsburg. He does all Buchanan Group's work over here, mostly all the groundwork.
He says he's happy that his children and now grandchildren have followed in his footsteps and are keeping the craft alive.
It is a dying art. A lot of people don't know how to do it. And the thing is, today you can't just go out and say, I'm going to do this. You have to work in a shop for a few years to learn the basic, you know, how to engrave. If you don't do this, you can't start on your own, you'll mess it up. And most of the people that works in the monument shop don't get paid that much. It's hard to get started.
But it's good work if you can get it, and a good way to leave your mark on the world.
I'm the one that do the last thing on people's lives. Put their date or name on the stone. After that, just go put some flowers. That's it.
And for Blanchett, knowing that final job is done well is all the reward he needs. For WFIU News, I'm Tyler Lake.